This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda with another Ramadan pro tip. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an tells us, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that the month of Ramadan is actually the month of the Qur'an. And one of the amazing opportunities that we're provided to be able to interact with the Qur'an during the month of Ramadan is the Taraweeh prayers, the nightly prayers in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet ﷺ, he teaches us, مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَإِحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, that whoever stands throughout the entire month of Ramadan, every single night goes and prays Taraweeh, then that person's sins will be forgiven. All that person's previous sins will be forgiven. Now we all know that Taraweeh is important, but one thing that people struggle with a lot of times is, you know, standing there for hours, listening, and maybe I don't even completely understand what's being recited. And so there's some struggles that are involved with the Taraweeh prayer. So I wanted to share something specifically. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, when the Qur'an is being recited, then listen very carefully and be quiet so that you may receive the mercy of Allah. Allah says, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَاد, give good news, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, to the people who listen to the word. And many of the Mufassirun say this refers to the Qur'an. Those who carefully listen to the Qur'an and then go and try to live it and implement it within their lives. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, مَنِ اسْتَمَعَ إِلَىٰ آيَةٍ مِّنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كُتِبَ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ مُضَاعَفَ وَمَنْ تَلَاهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that whosoever carefully listens to a single verse, a single ayah from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, multiple rewards will be written for that person. And whoever recites it, then it will be a light and a nur for that person on the day of resurrection. And even the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who could recite the Qur'an better than any of us, he used to love to even listen to other people recite the Qur'an as well. There are multiple stories where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and other companions, recite the Qur'an for me. And they hesitated, how can I recite it to you when it's revealed upon you? And he said, I love to listen to the recitation of the Qur'an. So make it a point to go to Taraweeh as much as possible and listen to the recitation of the Qur'an. It is a source of blessing and a source of guidance for all of us. That's the Ramadan pro tip for today. Subscribe to Qur'an Weekly for more Ramadan pro tips. Wajazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. If you benefited from this video, then please help and support Qur'an Weekly so that they can continue to provide all this knowledge and benefit to people worldwide by clicking the link here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept your good deeds and your contributions. Jazakumullahu khairan.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.